Plakas, how you doing?
Absolutely great, sir.
Good. I saw Strydwick was chirping the size of my legs today on Twitter to you.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was laughing. I'm like, well, I don't know. Hey, I might be riding a chicken, but he's riding like a chick. So.
How did he see them? Were you guys taking a shower together or something or what?
I don't know. Well, he does try to check me out a little bit. You're right.
I
never thought of that at all. It's very odd. Very odd. Today I want to talk about law of specificity. I don't even know how to say the damn word.
Specificity, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You can say it much better than me. And how the more specific the muscles used and the movement patterns are to your sport, the more cross-training carryover will occur. So I want to start anaerobic to aerobic spectrum of your sport. How important is that when it comes to someone actually training?
Yeah. So if you play a sport and you want to kind of get better at it, sort of the first thing that in your workouts, one of the first things you want to do is you want to identify what are the metabolic demands of your sport. Like if you look at a sport like football, which is pretty well completely anaerobic. And anaerobic means is that the energy used to make ATP, which is basically an energy form to allow muscles to contract, it comes from not the presence of oxygen. So what happens is that football, if there's a play going on, it takes about 6 to 10 seconds of full on-out effort. Then the players basically relax for about 30 to 40 seconds and huddle up, and then they do it again. So there's not a continuation of play involved. So it's really high intensity, but you get lots of breaks in between. On the other end of the spectrum, if you have a sport like soccer, that tends to be a much more of an aerobic sport because there's no shifting on and off for the players. They're playing the whole game. Occasionally, you will have an intense sprint for the ball, but the other players are kind of walking around. So you're getting some sprints. Most of the time, you're just kind of jogging, moving around a little bit, just making sure you're in the right position. And then other sports are in between those ends of the spectrum. So the first thing you want to do is, what is your sport? How much demand of anaerobic to aerobic does your sport force you to do? And that's kind of how you want to start your workouts. You want to decide, should I be spending more time doing super, super high intensity stuff for short periods of time? And then how many times should I repeat it? Or should I be doing a little bit of that and then more aerobic stuff? Because most sports have a combination of both, but some have one end of the extreme, more too extreme to one end of the spectrum than the other.
So then what about resistance training? And does it have to match like horizontally or vertically to the sport that you're doing?
Yeah. So in resistance training, you know, most people, when they lift weight, so you want to build muscle, you want to build strength with weight training, but also with weight training, you also want to put resistance specific to how you're going to encounter it in your sport. Okay, so for example, if you're playing basketball, you know, doing squats and stuff like that, doing some jump training will definitely help you, you know, jump to dunk a basketball, block a shot, that kind of stuff. If you're playing football or hockey, there you're doing a lot more stuff horizontally with the ground. So basically in football, you're trying to break through players to try to get to a quarterback or block somebody. In hockey, you've got people checking you, preventing you from going to a space on the ice. So you're getting resistance horizontally. So what you want to do is you want to kind of train like that in the gym that might have a more cross-training effect with the law of specificity for your sport. So, for example, you could do like a sled push. So you have a big sled and you're trying to push weight across the ground, driving your feet behind you. Or you could do like in hockey, they have the parachute training where you're skating along the ice and there's resistance behind you and stuff like that. So stuff like that where the resistance is horizontal might be more applicable to your sport. So you might make sure you want to try to do some of those exercises in your routine so that you have a better cross-training effect for your sport.
Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us. Paul, probably one of the most overlooked areas in training is our hips, torso rotation. How do people improve that?
Yeah, so basically if you look at every sport out there, it really involves your hips to a great degree because the gluteus maximus, that's the biggest muscle in the body. And when it extends, it basically drives your legs, you know, from running, skating, whatever you're doing. So having a good, strong pair of glutes that are able to be mobile and strong is very important. So you definitely want to do some hip work. So, of course, the traditional lunges, squats, deadlifts are fantastic, that kind of thing. Now, doing some hip bridging, one-legged stuff for your butt muscles and making sure that they're flexible and strong at the same time. Also, you want to involve your torso as well. So your torso involves rotating your spine quite a bit. So a lot of people don't do enough of that in the gym. They tend to work in a singular plane kind of motion. So doing wood chops with a medicine ball from low to high are good, cable twists as well, and then incorporating those exercises with the hips to be more specific to your sports. Like, for example, lunging with twisting, or for example, squatting with a pressing and a rotation. So getting the hips and your torso turning and working together is very important, because that's what your body's going to be doing in your sport. And doing it in different directions, different speeds, different loads will help you, because, again, you're not always working in the same plane of motion in sports. You're changing up and down and different angles of stresses and torque. So you want to make sure you do that in your gym too.
And there's very few sports you can think of where they're not nowadays asking people to get faster. If you're a striker in soccer, you got to have more explosive speed. Football, basketball, hockey, whatever it is, foot speed. How much of that is connected to the nervous system, Paul? And when we train, do we overlook the nervous system? Can we actually train that? Does that help?
Yeah, I think the nervous system becomes more efficient. Obviously, the more you play your sport, you just become more efficient. So if you skate quite a bit, you become a better skater. You have, hopefully, once you learn the good technique of skating, your body, the nervous system basically sends the impulses to the muscles more efficiently, because it just knows exactly what you're trying to do. What you'd want to then do is try to work those fast twitch muscle fibers with your nervous system. So to get those muscles that contract really quickly to allow you to get those first quick two or three steps going maybe faster than your opponent. So doing stuff like with a speed ladder, or doing really quick foot drills, tapping drills, that kind of stuff in different directions. And trying to maybe what I would do is I would measure how long it takes you to work the speed ladder down and back, and how fast you can do it doing a certain pattern, and then trying to beat it each time. And that just forces your nervous system to get used to firing very quickly and really train those fast twitch muscle fibers, because that's exactly what, you know, coaches are looking for in young hockey players, young football players, soccer players, is that quick reaction, the first few steps. And if you have that going for you, then, you know, you're going to be a little bit faster with that ball, because every sport involves like the quick half second or a second too late, that kind of thing. A play is messed up and, you know, a goal is maybe not scored. So if you can get that extra half second, you're going to have a big advantage over your opponent.
Paul, always great stuff, man. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Have a great day.